The mood for now is relaxed in Mitrovica. The bridge that divides the ethnic Albanian and Serbian parts of the town is open, and French soldiers from the NATO-led peacekeeping force, for the most part, are out of sight. In the Albanian southern part of Mitrovica, people fear that the UN proposal may give the minority Serbs too much autonomy and preserve their links to Belgrade. In the north, Serbs worry that the proposal will lead Kosovo towards independence. Dragiša Milović, the Serbian mayor of the village of Zvečan, says if Kosovo becomes independent, Serbs living in ethnic Albanian-populated areas in the south will flee north.
Any attempt to break ties between Serbs here in Kosovo and Metohija with their motherland, Serbia, would inevitably lead to fleeing of people. People will move out.
Less than 10% of Kosovo's 2 million inhabitants are Serbs. Half of them live in enclaves scattered throughout the territory. Srboljub Milenković, a member of an advisory council in North Mitrovica, is more optimistic. He believes there will be cooperation between Serbs and Albanians, and dismisses the possibility that the government in Belgrade would ever order Serbs out of the southern enclaves.
No, honestly, I really cannot imagine that situation.
Ilber Husa is an ethnic Albanian member of the Kosovo Legislative Assembly and a member of the panel negotiating future status. He says the departure of the Serbian minority, or secession by the North, would be a huge setback for Kosovo. He says he hopes the Serbs will cooperate with the government in Pristina.
If not, I think everybody will pay the price. We, Serbs and international community that have invested so much all these 15 years to transform this part of Europe to real Europe.
American diplomat Gerard Gallucci, who is the UN administrator in Mitrovica, says all of the territory's leaders know that the UN proposal is intended to lead Kosovo to independence. He says the proposal is unlikely to satisfy either Albanians or Serbs.
I think, however, that everybody who has easy alternatives outside Kosovo is left already. I think the people who are left don't have easy alternatives, and I think that everybody, whether you're Serb or Albanian, certainly in this area, want the same things from the future. They want peace, security, and prosperity.
Gallucci said he's optimistic that in the coming weeks, people will choose to stay and give the status proposals a chance to succeed. Barry Wood, VOA News, Mitrovica.